This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
You know, when you go to their website, what you're going to find is that it's not just holsters. I mean, they have tactical nylon, chest rigs, belts, knives. I mean, and it's all made in-house. This is a one-stop shop. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Not too long ago in Colorado, a group of grassroots people proved to us that money doesn't matter if you have grassroots support. And they pushed back against some very onerous legislation that was put in place after the Democratic Senate decided that they weren't going to listen to constituents anymore because it was too important, plus they got to talk to Joe Biden on the phone every now and again. So, enter the grassroots. Now, I always say that my measure, my yardstick is with a politician is, does he trust me with a gun? When I see a bunch of teachers that want to take up arms to defend their students, I know it really is for the children. That's what the FASTER program is. FASTER is expanding now, and it is headed to Colorado. And due to my understanding is she is the spearhead behind it. Joining us again is Laura Carno. Good evening, ma'am.
Yeah.
Are you there? I heard something faint.
I am here.
Okay. So let's go back a minute before we get to your moment of triumph. First of all, where is my cursor? There we go. Having all of this stuff ready to go means nothing if I cannot find my cursor. The first time I had ever heard of you, you wrote an article that came out, I don't remember when it came out originally. It just got updated, but called August. It came out this past August, Keeping Kids Safe in a Broken World, where you took up this idea. Now, how much of a – when you started approaching people in Colorado with the idea that teachers might need to tool up to keep the children safe, what kind of – what did you meet? What was the attitude that you were hearing?
Well, it's interesting because I've, as a Second Amendment advocate and an activist, I've always been in favor of people being able to defend themselves, defend their family members wherever they are. And I always found it odd that if I was a concealed carry holder, but I work in a school, be it as a teacher, a janitor, a principal, whatever, that I no longer had the ability to defend myself in my workplace, like some other workplaces that are gun-free zones. But the difference in a school is that bad guys are targeting schools. So I've always been in favor of that sort of self-defense and protecting children in schools. But it wasn't until July, when I went to FASTER training in Ohio, that I became kind of an evangelical about we have to have this in schools. Colorado children should be as protected as Ohio children and some other places around the country where this sort of thing's allowed.
Considering where it was, though, I mean, and this is as an outsider looking in, okay, for me. Considering what Colorado has gone through. Now, Colorado, with the exception of your political class, even most of your sheriffs are pretty pro-Second Amendment, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And when we had a bunch of gun control bills come through our state legislature in 2013, almost all of our county sheriffs, with the exception of, I think, maybe two or three at the end, not only came and testified against the new gun control bills that ended up passing, but then the sheriffs also formed a group with the Independence Institute and filed a lawsuit against the magazine ban in particular, which limited our magazine capacity to 15 rounds. So the sheriffs are very, very active in saying these gun control bills don't make anyone safer.
Has that ever, I know that there was a bunch of talk about raising that limit to 30 and then Dudley got in the way when he changed hats from NAGR to Rocky Mountain. My understanding was he got in the way of that because he said, that's a limitation. It should be no limits. 2A, Second Amendment.
Right. Yeah, there was some talk last year that some of the Democrats would have been okay with increasing from 15 to 30. I look at that and say, I'll take my freedom back one round at a time if I have to. Sure. And as long as we're going in the right direction, as long as we never stop until we get a full repeal, then that's good. I understand that some people say that any limitation is a compromise, but all or nothing strategies always get us nothing, so I'm happy to move in the right direction as long as we are continuing to work toward a full repeal.
Well, whenever somebody comes to me with that, I'm just like, okay, well, you need to go over there and get that armor carrier right there and get that weapon and tool up, and let's go. Let's start the revolution right now because that's how we're going to get it all.
Well, and if you are in a situation where you have two pro-gun chambers in your state legislature and a pro-gun governor, of course you go for a full repeal. But that's not the situation in Colorado. We have a one-vote Republican majority in the state Senate. There's a couple of pro-gun Democrats in there, too. So call it maybe a three-vote pro-gun majority. And the state House is, I don't know, six or seven votes upside down, we're not going to get a full repeal passed. So I like to look at how do we move in the right direction. And I think that moving from 15 to 30 would have been a great first step.
Standard capacity at that point. You've arrived.
Right, absolutely.
Absolutely. Anyway, we got a little bit of time left in this segment, and we're going to move on to other things in the next segment. But where are we at right now with you trying to bring FASTER into it? I mean, is it coming to Colorado? Are you guys setting up and getting ready to go?
Yeah, so we are mostly ready to go. We're just working right now on fundraising.
Right.
And we copied this model from the Buckeye Firearms Foundation in Ohio, that they didn't want any obstacle between somebody getting trained, but their school district couldn't afford it. So we're working on that same type of fundraising here. But we've got folks identified here who can train. We have the folks in Ohio ready to come out and train the trainers. And we've got some facilities nailed down. And we're just working on fundraising, and we can talk about how folks can help there.
Is there a website people could go to check out and see what you guys are doing?
Yep, they can go to FASTER Colorado. That's just the word FASTER, Colorado.com, and find out a little bit more information. We have some links back to what Ohio's doing as well. We're excited to be able to actually license the FASTER program here that's been used so successfully in Ohio. So there are some links that folks can see if they don't know what FASTER has done in Ohio over the last 4 years of training like 650 school staff members. They can get some information on that as well, and they can donate right there on FASTERColorado.com.
Yeah, $5. $5. That's everybody listening today. If you got $5 to give to this would help out a great deal. We'll be right back. Laura Carno is my guest. This is Lock and Load.
weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different.
Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot.
S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV4Life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air. Detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
And now, 3 recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and the class of a warranty out there. It is the best warranty in the industry. Check them out, TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is Laura Carnell. She is spearheading the effort, or has spearheaded the effort, and now it is coming, and she has she's been the one leading the way to get it there as Faster is headed for Colorado. Now, you, first of all, Faster, that stands for Faculty, Administrator, Safety Training, and Emergency Response, which is essentially an armed response to an active shooter with some trauma training in there, some combat trauma first aid training in there as well, right?
Right, and it's not the sort of Band-Aid first aid training, but it's tourniquets and chest seals. It's the things our soldiers learned in combat, because you're not going to stop a gunshot wound from killing somebody with just a Band-Aid. So it's a very advanced medical training that is necessary for that type of a situation. And a lot of folks who might even be a little queasy about armed personnel in schools understand the need for medical attention to be there soon. In Sandy Hook, the medics weren't cleared to be on property for 45 minutes. And how many people could have been saved if there were more medically trained personnel? So a lot of folks can get there thinking about it from that medical standpoint. How do we stop the bleeding and save lives? But then the bad news is, what if the bad guy is still shooting? Who's going to stop the bad guy? And so it's sort of that two-prong approach to saving lives, whether it's medically or being able to stop the bad guy.
Now, will you be like it is in Ohio, where they have got they're trying to get a uniform weapon, a uniform holster, so they can have a uniform syllabus and have one order of arms, one manual of arms to go with everything to make it easier for these people to assimilate to guncraft?
You know, we're going to take best practices from wherever, including from Ohio. So we'll see how that works for them and incorporate that as we can. I think to start out, we're doing fundraising through FasterColorado.com. And we've got a list of folks who are, as soon as we can fund these classes, and it costs roughly $1,000 per participant, as soon as we can get that done, I've got waiting lists for classes. We have barely started talking about this since that August article that I wrote after I went to Ohio and went through a class, kind of as a blogger, trying to understand the process, and participated in some of the exercises, but I went through mostly as an observer. And so what we're bringing to Colorado, we have, in this last 5 months, we've had an accelerated process for how do we figure out what needs to get done? What do our laws look like? What do schools have to do? How do we find the right mindset in our trainers that are like this very world-class training that the Ohio folks have found, and how do we find the right facility? So we've done all of that in the last 5 months, and interestingly, I thought that the fundraising would be the easiest part, but because we found ourselves in the middle of a presidential election campaign and lots of folks who had their money dedicated to other places, we found that was a little bit harder. So we thought, okay, let's get everything else staged and in the green room, so to speak, and after the election, we'll work on fundraising. So we're starting to do that right now in Colorado. The Ohio experience was, when they started fundraising, money came in from all over the country, and my sense is that that's what we'll see here as well.
Yeah, you know, as the word gets out and everything, because I want to see you succeed, because that means that they might, you know, here in South Carolina, we just had a shooting in Townville, South Carolina, where a little boy named Jacob got a sort of a nicking, winging sort of wound to his femoral artery, and he lingered for quite a few days, but I mean, he finally did pass away, and he was like six. And that's because they did not have a cat tourniquet on hand, and they didn't have the know-how necessary to employ a cat tourniquet. There was no reason for young Jacob to have died, you know. And
right.
you know, simply because they didn't have the training and everything. So there are people in my state right now talking about trying to employ this here. Just out of curiosity, is nobody, like, is the state, why isn't the state of Colorado standing up and saying, you want to protect our children? Yeah, we'll fund this. How come that's not happening?
Yeah, that's a good question. You could say that we shouldn't have private organizations paying for training that public employees should have. I mean, you can make that case. Our state isn't there. We don't have a governor who likes anything pro-gun, and I think that he would look at something like this as not a necessary job function. So while, and I say this in the article, while the politicians sort all this stuff out in smoke-filled rooms, we're going to save children's lives. And that was the charge I came back with from Ohio when I went to the training, self-imposed charge. This isn't political, and the time that I was able to spend with the teachers, the principals, the janitors, the facilities people, all kinds of school staff members, when I was in Ohio, I got a completely different view of who these folks are than I thought they were. And a friend of your show, Rob Morse, had gone before me and written an article called Armed Heroes in Teachers' Clothing. And I read his article, and I thought, oh, heroic, I get that. But it wasn't until I was there meeting these people, and I write about this in my article, that these are people who would put themselves between bullets and your child, not their own child, but your child. And, you know, in the wild, a mama bear will do anything to protect her cub, but she doesn't protect other bear cubs. It's her
right.
cubs. These are people who will save your child by putting their life on the line, and they're just asking for a chance to make it, a chance to survive, a chance to live so that they can save themselves and save kids. And I'm not a real emotional person, Bill.
It was an emotional experience
for me.
But hold up right there. We'll be right back. My guest, Laura Carnell. This is Lock and Load.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and modularity and indestructibility and a whole bunch of other things that end in ITY. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Laura Carnow. She is working on bringing the FASTER program to Colorado, which means the children of Colorado will be defended. Just out of curiosity, do Colorado schools have resource officers there?
Yeah, and that's a great question. A lot of people who like the idea of having somebody armed on campus to stop a bad guy would prefer to go the school resource officer route. And, you know, certainly there's some deterrent factor in a uniformed police officer. There's a couple of challenges, though. In large schools, the school resource officer is in one place, and he or she is very identifiable as far as where they are. So a bad guy can simply go to a different place on campus.
Right.
A bad guy can take out the school resource officer first. So there's that kind of an issue. Also, from a budget standpoint, if the school resource officer is somebody, however they're funded, whether it's through the school or through the police or sheriff's departments, they can be the first ones pulled in a budget cut. And do we want budgets to determine whether we have a safe campus or not? And what the schools in Colorado, by the way, there are schools that are already doing this. They haven't had FASTER training, but schools who have authorized members of their staff to be armed first responders. And here in Colorado, we've got some big city areas like Denver, Colorado Springs. But there are lots and lots and lots of rural areas where when you talk to the sheriffs, they say, gosh, if it's this school over here, we can't be there for 30 minutes. If it's this school over here, we're not there for 45 minutes. That's not acceptable with an average of, I think it's 18 seconds, a mass shooter shoots another person. So during an active shooting event, every 18 seconds, I think that's the right number, they kill one more person. 45 minutes is not acceptable.
No.
So we have school staff already there. They're full-time there. If we have qualified people, if we can train them, why shouldn't it be them? Then you can have somebody in every building on every floor, whatever that looks like for your school.
Well, the reason I ask that is because I think some group out of Purdue had done a study, and what they came up with was the very best scenario to have would be to have school resource officers augmented by armed teachers.
Sure.
And
yes,
simply
that sounds ideal.
School resource officers, the problem I have with school resource officers is most of the time you're not looking at some athletic 20-something-year-old who's fresh out of the academy who can still run like a deer and is a physical specimen. This is somebody in the twilight of their career, right? That's the truth of it here in my state.
Okay.
The problem with relying simply is, like you said, every 20 seconds somebody's dying. So that's three people a minute. So when you get out there and you're talking 10 minutes of unmolested shooting in a school, that's 30 children, right?
Yep.
And that's what, I mean, the best scenario to have, I think, would be to have a couple of armed teachers on each hallway, okay, to have some sort of communications in place, to have the trauma, of course, that you're going to have in place, and to have a plan to where these resource officers can respond to this, because the teachers are not going, I don't know how the training works. I would imagine the teachers, when they go into their defensive posture, they're purely defensive. They're not going on the offensive. They're just holding and watching, right? I've never been through
this. Yeah, there are a lot of tactics, and just depending on the situation, whether they're staying where they are, whether they're going after the threat. So there's lots of different scenarios that they learn.
Well, I think that would be the best one to do. But the time thing that you brought up, that is the biggest crucial point about having armed teachers to drive home, I think, which apparently you have already done. Now,
right. If I can just add real quick, Bill,
the
class that I went out and observed was a faster level 2 class. So these are folks who had been trained a year before, 2 years before, and had already been on site doing this for a year or two. And so they learned some advanced skills, some advanced techniques. But what was really interesting was talking to some of the folks there about how they've implemented this in their particular school. And one gal I talked to, who was, you know, probably all of 100 pounds, very proficient with firearms, came from a firearms family, hunting family, and she said there were 10 armed defenders in her school, and they not only got together once a month to train at the range, but once a month they trained at school. They talked about, should we move classrooms based on who's armed? Within classrooms, should I move this bookcase over here? It was very, very interesting, completely outside, and in addition to the training they'd received, how deadly seriously they took this and made plans in their own school to defend children. And so it's very interesting to see that progression and how, I guess there's no better way to say it, how deadly seriously they took their role.
Well, you know, and I applaud that. I mean, getting out there, the school, for lack of a better word, where things go sideways, the school becomes their operational battleground. And getting out there and setting the stage, setting it up to where it makes their job, makes what their order of operations that much more efficient. It's just smart. It's just test. And see, I've always thought the best people to defend children were teachers. Because those teachers in Sandy Hook got in the middle of that guy with no weapons.
Right. All they had were their bodies
yes.
to protect children, and they used them and died. And that's,
yes.
that is a tragedy.
And just think, I mean, there was one teacher that came up on him from behind, I think, with a radio that she turned around and got away from him as soon as she figured out what he was doing. But, I mean, the principal, I mean, went at him headlong. And, I mean, that's gutsy. That's just, you just don't, that's just not something you can teach somebody at a faster class. This is somebody that has a deep commitment to what they do. And teachers get these paternal, maternal feelings for their students. I mean, they're fierce. I would not want to, I'm not going to be an active shooter just because I'm afraid of what happens to me if I, you know, teachers get off me, so.
Yeah, and that's a good point. They call them my kids.
Yes. In the chat room, I've got somebody putting up some websites, FasterColorado.com. I'm going to put the links to your kid keeping kids safe in a broken world story in this podcast episode.
Yeah, that's me posting those.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I thank
you. So the first one's my article, and the second one is the Faster Colorado website.
Okay. All of that will be with the podcast as it's going out. One more time, let me get you to hang on. FasterColorado.com if you want to take a look at that. They're looking to raise some money. Defending, it's literally for the children. Go give that a look. Political races are over. We can move on to something really worthwhile. Hand it back to GCN one more time for this hour. When we get back, more on Faster with Laura Carnow. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and modularity and all kinds of other things. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. Now, talking to Lauren Carmel, coming out of Colorado. Besides writing, I mean, was this whole thing with the FASTER program, was this just something that just became a mission for you?
Yeah, and let me take a step back to 2013. At the beginning of the show, you mentioned the activism here in 2013, the recalls. I was a part of that group. And because of everything that happened in 2013, it was clear to us that we didn't have enough going on from a statewide pro-gun organization. And so working with people like Linda Walker from Buckeye Firearms, Sean Maloney from Buckeye Firearms, who self-deployed out here to Colorado to help. We had very early conversations back then in 2013, you guys need a statewide gun organization. So fast forward to early this year when we started Coloradans for Civil Liberties, and our tagline is restoring freedom one round at a time. And so you go back there and you say, okay, we've built this relationship. When we started Coloradans for Civil Liberties, we talked to the folks at Buckeye Firearms Association, and so it was sort of the next logical step. Now that we have an organization that we can use to fundraise, that we can use to organize, not just work at the legislature, but gosh, saving kids' lives. So when they invited me to come back in the summer to take the class, I jumped at the chance, and it seemed like the natural progression of how do we do good things with our organization? How do we save lives? How do we educate people? So bringing FASTER here was that next step. And what I do, Bill, I do political communications, political media is what I do for my day job, so to speak. And it's just a really good fit for getting things done in Colorado the right way.
So, Colorado hasn't been in the news lately since all of that stuff happened with the recalls and everything else. Hickenlooper, he's still the governor, I take it?
Right. Governor Hickenlooper will be term limited in 2 more years.
Probably can't come quick enough.
Well, he was hoping to have some sort of a cabinet position with Hillary Clinton.
So,
my guess is he feels stuck in the governor's office for 2 more years, but that's just my thought.
Oh, heavens. Well, I can't stand that. I'm sorry to hear that one. But this brings me back to the whole thing about funding. Now, you guys don't want it to be political, and it shouldn't be political. This should be a no-brainer. I mean, does the Colorado General Assembly, do they have armed guards?
They sure do. They are protected by the Colorado State Patrol. Mm-hmm. And in order to go into the state capitol, you go through TSA-style machines and put your bag on the conveyor and go through the metal detector. So they're very well defended.
And I'm sure that the banks are defended there in Colorado by certain things. And there's probably lots of armed guards doing lots of armed guard chores that are out there. But for some reason, what do you think Hickenlooper would sit back? I know that they look at this every time something like that happens where you arm teachers, for example. Even though you look at Ohio, you look at Wilbarger County, Texas, you look in Arkansas where they've been arming teachers without any sort of program the caliber of FASTER. And you see nothing but success, and yet for these guys, they're afraid this is going to be the expansion of gun rights, and therefore they cannot have it. Is that what you're facing?
Sure, yeah. And our legislature starts in just a few weeks here in January. We have a 120-day session. And for them to politically stop what we're doing, they would have to take something away. So it's not a matter of there are restrictions and we would have to pass proactive legislation to allow this to happen. It's already legal, and in Colorado we've had schools quietly doing this for 3 and 4 years. So they would have to take something away, and I would like to think that especially many of these rural areas that are doing this already, that they would say to the legislature, to the governor, don't you dare take this away from us. Law enforcement is 30, 40 minutes away for us. You cannot take this away. And I don't know in the state that had recalls in 2013 where almost nobody is even talking about gun control legislation, I don't think Colorado has the appetite for this. And I don't know that our elected officials would want to do something like that, which I think would be a very unpopular stand for them to take. Could it happen and could it be political? Sure. But after 2013, Colorado's been really, really quiet on gun control.
Well, it's never a good topic to take up for politicians. It is not one for somebody who wants to make a career out of it anyway. It's not one to take up. Just ask Hillary.
How that's right. Yeah.
As we go forward, the search for funding is probably about to start swinging sort of hard after the holidays would be my guess. Is that right?
Sure.
We will have to do this again.
Absolutely. We'll take it today. We'll take it after the holidays. Our intent is to have this be an ongoing training program, not just let's raise money and do it once, because there will be new classes of kids starting school every year, and we want to make sure that that all of our schools are as safe as they possibly can be.
Just out of curiosity, I always ask this. Is there going to be signage at the Colorado schools announcing that these, because I think signage would go a long way to just keeping these active shooters out if they don't want to meet resistance. So is there going to be signage saying these students are protected?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I know your listeners have probably seen lots of those signs online. Some of the schools already doing this have that sign, and some of the schools in Colorado already doing this do not want a peep out in public about it. So it's up to each individual school to post signage or not as they wish.
Well, you know, I almost have to believe that it would be almost smart whether they had armed teachers or not to put a sign out there saying we have armed teachers.
Right.
Isn't the enticing part the gun-free zone sign? Guns are prohibited here. You can leave that sign up and right beside it say, but if you come in here, we are armed and we are going to, you know, you're going to be having a really expensive bad day in Baghdad if you come in here trying to show out.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And something like 92% of mass shootings happen in gun-free zones. So, I mean, the statistics are there. You know, if it was my kid's school, I'd want the sign. I think it definitely has a deterrent quality. But I think a school that has armed personnel without a sign is better than a school that has no armed personnel without a sign. So it's up to each individual school board and school district to make those decisions.
I want to thank you for reacting as quick as you did. And I invited Laura to come on the show today, and she said yes. So we will revisit this in 2017 very shortly after it begins. Thank you for joining me this evening, and Merry Christmas.
Sounds great, and thanks for having me, and Merry Christmas to you, Bill.
Thank you. Go. I'm going to be putting the website on the show notes. So those of you that are going to get this podcast later on, go give them a look and think about sending them some money, please. I'm going to. So we're about to roll into hour number three, and we'll examine some more stuff coming up. But that's a program that is actually for the children. I like it. I'm trying to get it here. I want it in South Carolina. Oh, well. Hour number three is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.